At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We will get to winners and losers in a second for the NFL. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge at Score One Smoking.
Score One!
Chris has barbecue rubs and sauces for all your tailgate needs this fall and into the winter. Please go to ScoreOneSmoking.com or check out at Score One Smoking on Facebook and Instagram.
When he was at his competition in Iowa this week, he sent us a picture on Friday. Remember that, Jay?
I do.
I didn't get the picture. Yeah,
sent us a picture.
Left out.
Yeah. Sent a picture on Friday like that. He had the YouTube up watching our show with meats on the grill.
Meats.
Did he really? Was he really?
Yeah. Meats.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes. I mean, that's
his name. Chris?
Yes.
Chris Nelson. That's probably why he doesn't send me anything, because I don't know his name. Chris.
They should probably know his name.
That might hurt.
Trevor, Chris. I mix them all up.
I wonder if anyone from Holder just text Shin Daddy at 402-360-0982.
I text him during the break.
Did you?
I sent Shin Daddy a birthday text.
Did you text him, Ben?
Ben, text him.
Ben, we gave you the number 8 times. Ben? Do you know the number?
Ben.
No, you don't.
Yes, read it again, Bill. You have
Ben. You're part of the show, Ben.
402-360-0982. Shin Daddy, birthday bash today. And if you can somehow come up with an apple pie, anyway, can get him an apple pie, that would be incredible. Ship him an apple pie. He would appreciate. He does a lot for us.
Ben, it don't mean a lot to hear. Yeah. He knows who you are.
He knows Columbus, too.
Oh, God.
He knows Columbus very well, Ben.
Thank you.
He does business in Columbus.
Yes, he's from Neely.
Thanks.
Oh, yes.
Score One Spoken. And also, again, please text Shin Daddy for his birthday. It is time for NFL Week 3 winners and losers. Let's fire this up. Here we go. Winners and losers sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Available in most local grocers. The best thing for your tailgate also. Not just Score One Spoken, but Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
D.
And Bill put it in his chili, right?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
It's really good.
I've thought about that in bed before.
It's incredible.
Okay.
You thought about it in bed.
Yeah. I mean, I think about stuff like that. Is it really concerning? I'm thinking about chili and Fuhrer's.
It's a little weird.
Okay, keep going.
If you ever get a chance, I have a great dream to tell you about.
Okay.
And nothing to do with cheese. Just thought about it. Happened last night. It was one of the most bizarre things ever.
I want
to
hear it.
Okay, to the winners this week. The number one winner was actually last night. The Washington Commanders go on the road to a very hungry Bengals team at 0-2. Home game for Cincinnati. Quick 7-0 lead for Cincy. But the Commanders score every possession they have. 38-33.
Every possession.
Oh. Jalen Daniels, 21 of 23 passing, including the game winner on 3rd and 7 with the blitz coming to Terry McLaurin. 27-yard touchdown. He was fantastic. Commanders 2-1. 2-1. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury's offense looks pretty good.
Ooh, so Kingsbury's calling it? Kingsbury's calling it?
Also, let's bring that up. He called a brilliant game. And also, the quarterback matches him. It really does.
Good marriage?
I'm telling you, there is a good marriage going on in Washington.
Ooh, absolutely. Interesting.
It's going to go.
You called that Jaden Daniels. Yeah. You loved him last year.
He is fun to... And he ran the ball last night, too. Yeah.
He hit some big runs. He's almost uncatchable.
God.
I mean, he had a couple. It is. It's unbelievable.
Better than Caleb Williams.
I think right now when you saw that game, the Bears right now are going like, what did we do?
Oh boy.
No different than the Panthers / Texans.
Yep.
Where it's like, what do we do?
Biggest winner again, Commanders. Okay. Number two winner. Cool. Also, number two is last night, the Buffalo Bills. People said this was the year the Bills would fall off. They lost to Stephon Diggs. They had injuries in defense. What have they done the last 2 weeks? They killed the Dolphins 31-10, and they beat last night the Jags 47-10. We mentioned earlier, Josh Allen and all the starters did not play the fourth quarter, and they still scored 10 more points.
Oh, man.
It was 37-10 entering the fourth. They put up 10 with backups.
On 47.
Joe Brady getting it done.
He is getting it done.
My old offensive coordinator.
He's the OC there.
OC, yeah. He was the co-OC at LSU for our national championship. Now he's the co-OC there, yes.
The Bills are 3-0, and they are on a roll right now. Number three winner, the Vikings are a surprise 3-0, but they look really, really good. The Texans are a good team going to Minnesota. They got rolled. 34-7. Sam Darnold looks like an MVP candidate through 3 weeks. He does. He looks like it through 3 weeks.
See, you just never know. You never know. You can't. That's the beauty of sport.
I'm going to say with sports. And that's a story that really excites me. Sam Darnold does. Yes, he's been around, beat up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, and the Vikings, and they're all of a sudden, it's like, well, what are we going to do? Nope. Doing really, really well.
Found a groove.
The Vikings, Brian Flores, former Dolphins head coach. The defense is incredible right now. They are getting after everybody, getting
you
big picks.
You don't have a defense, sacks. You have no chance.
They have one. The Vikings, yes. 34-7, 3-0 for the Vikings. They're playing, I believe, the at Lambeau this week. Big game for the Vikings.
It just got real.
Number four, speaking of Lambeau, the Packers, with, again, no Jordan Love, go into Tennessee and roll the Titans, who aren't very good, but still, 30-14, they had six sacks. They were always pressuring Will Levis. Malik Willis looks like a good quarterback. He was not good in Tennessee. Matt LaFleur is a good head coach. Okay. A very, very good head coach in Green Bay.
Okay.
Again, no starting quarterback. He's out. Malik Willis says, I got you covered. We're good. We're good here. 30-14. Packers 2-1.
He kind of ran out of the Titans, right?
He was. He was the third string quarterback.
From Liberty.
From Liberty.
From Liberty.
The Packers get him, and he's looking good. Number five winner, the Steelers, also a kind of surprise, 3-0. Justin Fields has not been incredible, but he's been good enough.
Well, his numbers were pretty good this last week.
They were. The first 2 weeks, not great. This good last week, but the defense has been dominant for the Steelers. 20-10, they beat the Chargers. First loss for Jim Harbaugh this season. 3-0. Pittsburgh looks like they could be a problem, that defense, if they stay healthy again with Watt and Fitzpatrick and everybody. They're a good team.
Okay.
To the losers, this is the fun part, right? Losers.
Losers.
How about the state of Florida, number one loser?
Number one.
The Bucs, Dolphins, and Jags lost by a combined score of 97-19 this weekend.
Ooh.
I repeat, score.
What was it again?
The Bucs, the Dolphins, and the Jaguars lost by a combined score of 97-19.
Ooh. The Buccaneers score surprised me the most.
27-6, the Bucs lose to the Broncos at home. That's a bad loss.
Surprising.
Yeah. Dolphins lose 24-3 at Seattle. And the Jags, of course, lose 47-10 last night to Buffalo.
Oh, that was at Tampa Bay?
It was at Tampa. That game was in Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Parker's covering. He's sending pictures.
Raph got engaged, and it all worked out for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Raph got engaged?
He got engaged.
How did I not know this?
We didn't tell you.
I don't know. There was nothing on social media.
Not 75 posts or anything. It's been there.
I'm not on social media, but congratulations to the big man.
Yeah. He is engaged, and Florida had a very bad weekend, and my Dolphins included that. To the number two loser, that was a collective 1A, B, and C. The Browns were playing at home against the Giants, who don't have an offense, but Malik Nabers showed up and played very well. Daniel Jones had a good game. The Browns lose at home to the Giants 21-15. So they beat the Jags last week, who again are lifeless, and lose to the Giants.
Do the Browns are the Browns basically a wreck right now?
I'd say so.
Yeah, are they a wreck at quarterback?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson had a nice opening touchdown, and he did nothing the rest of the game.
Okay.
So yes, they are a little bit of a wreck right now, and they have a big contract that's guaranteed. Watson.
Ooh, guaranteed. God.
A lot of draft capital given up on that trade to the Texans, who are still winning from that one. Number three loser. I could put this team that won in the winners, but I ran out of space. The Raiders just can't have that big win against Baltimore on the road.
Yeah.
They come back home, and they play which was the basically dead on earth Panthers. The Panthers put up 36 points with Andy Dalton replacing Bryce Young. 36-22. The game was never close. It was over immediately.
Oh, God.
Panthers beat the Raiders 36-22.
That's a bad look also for administration, I guess, like that front office. That all of a sudden it's like, was the quarterback situation that bad?
For the Panthers.
Because Dalton comes in and makes him a team right away to score 37.
36.
You know how hard it is to score in the NFL?
Yeah. On the Raiders.
On the Raiders aren't bad. On the Raiders and on the road. And they're... That's incredible.
That is. NFL's pretty unpredictable.
Number four loser. This is on Thursday night. Go back to Thursday. The Patriots had only about 81 yards entering the fourth quarter. They were horrible. The Jets win 24-3. Jets 2-1. Patriots now 1-2. Their one win against the Bengals in week one in
Cincy. They didn't look good doing it.
They
didn't. They did not look good doing it. We talked that earlier. They don't.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's going to be a long season.
Jacoby Brissett, no, not surprisingly, was not effective. Drake May had a nice final drive, didn't do anything at all, you know, didn't have any points. But we'll see if Drake May gets the start sometime soon. But Brissett was not getting it done in New England. Last one, the Cowboys tried to come back. It was too little, too late. Cowboys fall at home, second straight week. It's not bad to lose to Baltimore, but they were down 28-6 in this game. Mm-hmm. 28-25 to make it look better.
The end of the game was really...
It was entertaining.
Really entertaining. It got also...
They got an onside kick.
Once they got that, I go, okay, it just got interesting. It got very interesting.
Baltimore was 0-2, and you could see the pressure on John Harbaugh's face.
When the comeback started, his face looked like, oh, no.
Yeah, you can't go 0-3 in Baltimore.
Oh, no. That would be just bad.
Right. And you saw it. Like, you definitely see pressure on those guys' faces. I mean, it was... Yeah,
so
interesting.
Cowboys fall 28-25. Both they and the Ravens are now 1-2 after that week. And that is your week three NFL winners and losers. Thank you. By our friends at Pierer's Cheese Spread.
D
is a great person. She drops by with cheese all the time.
D, text here. Steve Schindler, 402-360-0982.
There it is. I got it written down. I will send Shindy a happy birthday. Ben did. Thank you, Ben.
I sent it about 7:32.
Okay.
So thank he's got the text from me.
Thank you for your precision.
Yes.
You're welcome. 7:32.
Try to be exact here.
Also, Steve brought something up also. Sweetness.
Oh, yeah. Peyton.
Must-watch running backs.
Oh, yeah. Must-watch.
We were talking about, like, Lydell Mitchell. People remember Lydell Mitchell?
I do, with the Colts. I remember him extremely well.
Tough inside. Yeah. Slasher.
Yeah.
He was a slasher. In our day, Jake, you can go on and on with great running backs. You could. Back in the day, you could.
And now,
must see.
And now you can't.
There's not must
not
see.
Really. How about Jay's dad, Chuck Foreman?
Chuck Foreman.
Must see.
Must see. 44. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Chuck Foreman was a great... That was Marty's favorite football player. Marty Sipple. Yeah.
Whose middle name is Bruce, we found out 2 weeks ago.
Martin Bruce.
So we got that figured out. Let's play the game show.
Give us a call
right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, we'll go back to a trusty topic. We've done all new ones today. College football stadiums. What schools play in these stadiums?
This won't be easy.
It won't be easy because here's why. He likes to mess with it. The first question, layup. Our question,
no.
Brutal.
I think the first question is the hardest of all of them today for the caller.
That'd be nice. We need that.
That's a hint.
We're 19 and 18.
If you think you know your college football stadiums, please call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the breakdown, Sip and Bill and Trivia on the week, you guys. 0-1, 19-18 overall. So still over 500.
Yeah, barely. Bill, we got to pick it up.
Well, you missed a couple yesterday.
Hey, you guys in position to win.
Bill,
we were up
No. That was a rough loss. That was a rough loss yesterday.
I can handle criticism.
I knew all the answers.
I can handle criticism.
That was rough. We have Jay. Jay, how do you feel about college football stadiums today, Jay? College football stadiums.
We'll give it a shot, see what happens.
Okay,
all
Jay.
Right. Jay, thank you.
Bill, a lifeline for one question. As always, Jay, first question to you. What team plays at Amon G. Carter Stadium in college football?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
This is the hardest one of all of them. Amon G. Carter Stadium.
The Tulane Green Wave.
Nice guess.
That's a great guess. I'm pass unless you want it, Steve.
No, pass.
Pass.
TCU.
Yeah. Give me another 10 years and I still wouldn't have got it.
Big 12 team.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the lead, your first question, what team plays at McLean Stadium? Not Lane Stadium, but McLean.
I think
McLean.
I know that.
Go ahead.
Virginia Tech.
I said McLean Stadium. McLean. You going Vaught Tech? No. I even said not Lane Stadium. McLean. McLean. Back to you, Jay. Do you want this or not?
We're going to hard pass on that.
That would be Baylor plays at McLean. Lane Stadium, Vaught Tech, McLean.
I had a pretty good, if I had to guess, yes. But
damn it. All right.
For the lead, last question, Jay.
It's a great game
tie.
So far.
Well, I can't be take all the blame here.
It's not on you.
What
Jay.
Team plays at Nippert Stadium?
Nippert Stadium.
Nippert. Nippert.
I've heard of.
Is it two T's at the end?
One T.
Capital N.
Yeah. Confirm it's a capital N. 5 seconds, Jay. Five. Four.
Three.
The Oregon Ducks.
Oregon. They play at Autzen Stadium.
Okay, come on. Let's think this through.
These are all Power 5 schools.
Let's think this through.
Here we go.
Nippert.
We don't have to guess.
No, I'm passing.
Yeah, okay. Tell me it's not Clemson.
It is not. It's Cincinnati.
Oh, how would I know that? No.
Well, they were in the playoff, but what, three years ago?
Yes.
Well,
that's the reason they should know it.
It was on TV. A lot of games on TV. For the win, Bill is in play here. Bill's in play.
Okay, this is for the W.
Yes, Bill win.
We could use this.
Yeah. What team plays at Kroger Field at CM Newton Grounds?
Ooh, CM Newton. That's a clue.
Kroger Field at CM Newton Grounds. Power 5 school.
I mean, I think
if I coach Bill, there?
Bill's in play.
I think I know this.
Hang on.
We can consult.
I'm going to guess Bill has coached at this
right,
place.
Now you're giving. Jay's going to be mad.
He's been many conferences. He's been all over the place.
That's what I wrote down, too.
We both wrote down Vandy.
You would be incorrect. Do you want that or you want to go to the tiebreaker, Jay?
What the hell?
We will go to the tiebreaker.
Bill, have you ever coached at Kentucky before?
Never have.
Well, CM Newton, that's Kentucky. Yeah. What are we thinking? Yeah.
Kentucky is the answer. All right, this goes.
Wow, what's a sports show?
This goes to you guys, and you can use Bill here.
The caller and us are over.
This is a sports show.
Sports show on stage.
This isn't The View. Jay. I'm not Joy Behar.
Jay, you will go over under Sip's answer.
Yes.
Okay, Sip, what is the listed capacity of Kroger Field at CM Newton Grounds in Kentucky? Okay, listed capacity.
We can converse, right?
You can. Yep. Yeah, you have not used Bill yet, so you can converse.
We'll see how close we get.
Going between.
Crap. Okay, so
go like
73?
Let's go 73.5.
73,500.
Okay, 73,500 over under that for Kentucky's capacity at their football stadium, Jay.
66,000 came to my head, so I'm going under.
61,000 is our listed capacity.
We're both way off.
Yeah.
Small.
I thought it was like 72.
Small.
61,000 at Kentucky. So that's
we're 19-19.
Start to the week. Yeah, and you guys are officially 500. But
yeah, management's got a tie on us.
Yeah. They're watching us.
Nice win, Jay. Congrats. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
It wasn't pretty. He didn't get a question right at all, but he still won the game.
He didn't get a question right?
No.
Great.
Which one do you regret not knowing the most?
Okay, CM Newton.
You guys played
CM Newton. Why did we think Vandy? I don't know why we thought Vandy.
Okay. Well, there's always tomorrow. So.
Yeah, it's sports.
It is a sports show. We'll do sports again tomorrow. It's fine.
We're going to do sports again tomorrow?
We are going to do sports again tomorrow. But that's it for us. Spillover's next.
Okay, Jay.
An early break of the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.